Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Niche Radio. You're here with me, Heather Hook, on Hangout with Heather. It is awesome to be back with you guys, albeit a slightly, slightly is a bit of an understatement, be it a very wet and rainy and grey Friday here in Joburg. However, it's perfect for relaxing on the weekend, and I don't have too much planned for the weekend, so I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to just spending some time chilling. So I've got some cool stuff coming up. I've got a theatre show that's opening next week, also a great cancer awareness project that I'm involved with, so I'm very excited to share that with you. Some music, a Valentine's Day concert, and a surprise at the end as well, so do stay tuned. So let's kick off. I'm quite looking forward to the world's most popular Michael Jackson tribute show, which is heading to the Theatre of Marcellus at Emperor's Palace from next Friday, the 3rd of February, and it's running until the 19th of February. It promises to be an absolutely spectacular live concert, which it follows a journey through Michael Jackson's famed musical career, including his early days as a member of the Jackson 5, breaking into the 80s and becoming a superstar, and his continued reign as the king of pop into the 21st century. So there's a live band, there's a lead singer called D'Antonio, who apparently looks very similar to Michael Jackson himself and is a skilled dancer, composer, and producer with vocal training. So he's really, really the guy for the job. And it's going to be great. I'm really excited. So I'm heading through there. I'm not sure when, next week sometime, or next weekend sometime, should I say. So do make sure that you get your tickets. The tickets are priced from 160 Rand per person, and they can be booked through the Emperor's Palace box office on 011-928-1297, or you can also head over to emperorspalace.com. Or a compu ticket as well. So there are some fantastic show packages as well available. And if you are a Winners Circle member, you qualify for a discount. And the show is only on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So Fridays at 8 o'clock, Saturdays there's a matinee at 3, and then an 8 p.m. performance, and then Sundays at 2. So do make sure you get your tickets to go and see the Michael Jackson tribute show at Emperor's Palace, running from the 3rd to the 19th of February. It's going to be great. Now, I'm quite excited. I don't know if you have heard of the Pink Table Project. They've actually been going for, I stand under correction, I think this is their third or fourth year. So the Pink Table Project basically takes place every year on the 4th of February, which is also World Cancer Day. And their aim is to not only raise awareness about the role of healthy eating in cancer prevention, but cancer awareness as a whole. And they also raise funds for cancer beneficiaries, which is quite cool. So I was lucky enough to catch up with Ryan Matheson, who is a part of the Pink Table Project. And he's going to tell us a little bit about how the Pink Table Project came into existence, what it's all about, and how you can get involved and help out.
The idea came across on a whim when I was doing blogging and reporting on finding anything and everything that facilitates wellness. And my reasoning behind that was to find things that, you know, nice ways we can start helping ourselves and looking after ourselves with the purposes of trying to find ways of preventing cancer and other non-communicable diseases, as opposed to waiting for the bomb to drop before we do anything about it. Anyway, in this presentation, I was reviewing online restaurant guides, and I found that generally speaking, the online provisions for healthy eating wasn't quite inadequate. It was just a case of it wasn't well presented by the restaurants themselves, not so much the guides. And I believe that every restaurant has healthy eating provisions, and they just don't always advertise them properly. And what the idea with this was is to start finding ways to expose whatever the restaurant's perspective on healthy is, however they present it, just to highlight their perspective and to sort of put it on a platform where we can start saying, well, every restaurant's got something healthy, and this is what this restaurant is and this is what that restaurant is. No dictation on perspective, no dictation on what healthy should be. It's up to the restaurant to decide. And then slowly you start sort of separating and segregating, you know, restaurants according to their version of healthy, but not necessarily placing one above the other because everybody has a different perspective. But as long as there's a collective consciousness to that moves towards a healthier lifestyle and healthier eating, and to find ways that we can be excited about it as opposed to feeling pressurized into doing it, then that was the aim. I firmly believe that forcing someone to do something from a perspective of health only makes them regress as opposed to progress. It's like the warning on a packet of cigarettes. The moment you say, you can't do this, it'll kill you, people start doing and put blinkers on. So I thought the only way we can get people to move into a healthier lifestyle is to actually get the restaurant industry to excite us. Because the one place we go to on a cheat day is a restaurant. Not home. We generally would eat healthier at home and be less excited about it as opposed to going to a restaurant on cheat day where we eat badly. And I don't understand why eating a cheat day should actually be bad food. It can be exciting. So I've discovered a lot of incredible restaurants that are providing healthy food that's exciting. Where that then leads us is I approached Samata and I said, look, this is what I want to do, and I also want to sort of look at trying to assist cancer beneficiaries and help them and do fundraising for beneficiaries. And sort of I came up with the idea of the Pink Table Project, where specifically on World Cancer Day we got as many restaurants to host literally pink table dinners. And, you know, a certain amount of money was charged per person at the table, and that money is donated to the beneficiary to raise funds. The new element this year is to add the healthy eating menus on and to try and get restaurants to start focusing on healthy eating and the presentation of the healthy eating. And what that's collectively brought is that World Cancer Day this year has become a collection of restaurants in South Africa and Lebanon. We've got 75 in South Africa and 45 in Lebanon, where we've got restaurants restaurants that are hosting pink table dinners on the 4th of February in both countries. And again, a certain amount of money is being charged in each country to raise funds for the beneficiaries in that country. And the tables are meant to be pink. The restaurants sort of have, you know, quite sort of a large amount of freedom as to how pink the tables are going to be, whether it's a Bollywood-style Indian wedding pink table or whether it's a very simple, you know, couple of beautiful pink roses on a table, whatever their perspective on that is and how far they take the theme is up to them. The theme, coincidentally, is dipped in pink and left to sparkle, and sort of allowed freedom as to how far you want to take that. And, you know, the general focus is, as far as possible, is to focus on the healthy eating element and to see where restaurants can take that too. And we ultimately want to start exposing their healthy pink menus. And that's where it goes. So if anybody wants to get involved, all they need to do is go to the website, thepinktableproject.com, and just click on the World Cancer Day link at the top, or click on the banner on the front, or any book a table link on the website will take you straight to the World Cancer Day page. There's two flags on the page. There's a South African flag and a Lebanese flag. And you literally just click on the flag in the country that you want to go to. And in that country listing will show all the restaurants that are participating. You click on a restaurant, it takes you straight to a booking link for that particular restaurant, and you book a table. It's that simple. When you book a table, obviously the person that's doing the booking facilitates the charge for everyone at their table, so that's something just to be aware of. But what customers can also do is they can contact if you book a table of 10 and then you get 10 mates that want to join, you just phone the restaurant in advance the day before and say, look, you know, we've actually both booked and we want to be at the same table, can we join the table? So, you know, the more the merrier, the better. I just hope that people genuinely have a good time. I hope they have a very pink and fabulous time. If everyone can just tag us on all social media posts at Pink Table Project, that's Pink Table, P-R-O-J-X, on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And use the hashtag the Pink Table Project, and also to include Zomato. The Zomato handle is at Zomato, and let us know what's going on. We're looking forward to seeing them.
So I'm really looking forward to this. That's next week, Saturday the 4th of February. And if you want more information, head on over to thepinktableproject.com. Check out the restaurants, book your spot, maybe get a group of friends together. That's what some of my foodie friends are doing. So they'll book a table for 10 or 20 and they'll encourage their friends to come through and support. And I think it's a great initiative. You know, we live such pressurized, stressed lifestyles. Things like healthy eating and just living a healthier lifestyle. Some people aren't really aware of that. And then, you know, further down the line, they're suffering from cancer. So every little bit of funds raised will go to the Pink Table Project to help them create more awareness, encourage people to eat more healthily, and to help out the cancer beneficiaries as well. And I mean, if I can enjoy my favorite food, sushi or maybe a pizza, and be helping somebody else out as well, that's a good thing. So I'm looking forward to the Pink Table Project next weekend. So one of my favorite SA bands, Good Luck, have teamed up with a German duo called You Not Us in their Berlin studio to craft their latest hit single, The Open Sea. I'm really, really excited, and it's releasing officially on local radio stations here in South Africa today. So yay, that's exciting. So Good Luck has an amazing sound. They've got very sort of sultry vocals and organic sounds. They've combined that with the deeper grooves of the Berlin underground, and this song is going to be burning up the summer airwaves around the world in no time, trust me. So The Open Sea is the fourth single from Good Luck's critically acclaimed third album, The Nature Within, which they released, I think, in October last year. And the single is going to be absolutely fantastic. So do keep an ear out on your mainstream radio stations and have a listen to The Open Sea from Good Luck. It's going to be a goodie. So as you guys know, I was giving away tickets to go and see the opera in the park this weekend, Mozart's Don Giovanni. A big congratulations to Carly Mostert. I've made contact with her and put her in touch with the organizers, and she's going to head through and enjoy that. I just do hope that the rain stops before tomorrow. Anyway, so well done to Carly. And the Nyrock Sculpture Park has another concert coming up, this one just in time for Valentine's Day, on Sunday the 12th of February. And if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day with someone special, they're going to be doing a blues. So it's Valentine's Blues concert, which is going to be quite cool. So this is the third Valentine's Blues program that the Nyrock Sculpture Park has hosted. The last two have been an absolute hit. And the lineup for Sunday, the 12th of February, includes Albert Frost, amazing, Gerald Clark, Ann Jangle, The Gunshot Blues, Tidal Waves, and Manny Walters. It's going to be great. So you can head through, you can take a romantic walk through the scenic venue, look at the beautiful art and sculptures on display, grab some delicious, healthy, and locally sourced cuisine, courtesy of the in-house catering company called Epicurean Emporium. And there will be a curated bar that will offer champagnes, wine, great cocktails, local craft beers, and just an absolutely magical, magical day out. So the gates open at 10 in the morning, and I think the show starts at 2, I think, and it's going to go until about 6 or whatever. It's going to be great. The tickets are on sale now. You can buy online from acousticsnow.org. They are currently 330 Rand, and tickets will be for sale at the gate for 360 Rand, subject to availability. So I think this is going to be really popular. So if I was you, I would head on over to acousticsnow.org and book my tickets to make sure that you can go through and enjoy some awesome blues pre-Valentine's Day. I think it's going to be really cool. I mean, Albert Frost is a legend, so that's going to be absolutely great. Now, guys, don't forget, I have an absolutely gorgeous wrap bracelet valued at 1,500 Rand from Endless Jewelry to give away, which I spoke a little bit about earlier this week. The competition is running until Tuesday the 7th of February, because I want to be able to draw the winner and give that away, and so you can get it in time for Valentine's Day, because it's an absolutely perfect gift. They are absolutely beautiful. They come in a variety of colors, grays and pinks and reds, and the bracelet that I'm giving away will come with one crafted sterling silver charm, but you can also choose others and add them on and just really make it your own. And I've seen a lot of celebs wearing them, so this is really, really cool. So all you need to do to win is get involved on Twitter or Facebook. You need to share my posts, comment, and of course like the Endless Jewelry pages as well. I'll give you all my Twitter handles at the end of the show, but you can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and just click on the Win a Gorgeous Wrap Bracelet from Endless Jewelry, and I give you all the Twitter handles on what you need to do there. So don't forget, competition closes 7th of Feb, and I will announce the winners right here on Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio at 10 o'clock. Cool. So just a heads up, in case you didn't know, I'm quite excited. This coming Tuesday, the 31st of January, is officially Brandy Alexander Day. Now, I didn't know that Brandy Alexander Day was a thing. In fact, I didn't even know what a Brandy Alexander was until I headed through with a very cool group to the Landmark Bar in Bryanston this week, where we learned how to make Brandy Alexanders. It was very cool. So every year on January 31st, which is known as Brandy Alexander Day, those who enjoy a good drink can raise their Brandy Alexanders in a toast to the only cocktail to have a day officially named in its honor. I think that's pretty cool. No one really seems to know how the origin of Brandy Alexander Day came about. Apparently, it was first this cocktail was first served at the wedding reception of Princess Mary and Viscount Lascelles in London in 1922. The Russian Tsar Alexander II thought it was named after him. There seems to be some confusion. Anyway, regardless, it is an absolutely amazing, smooth and sweet sort of after-dinner cocktail. And we learned how to make them, and they're so, so super yummy. I've actually got the recipe up for you guys as well. So it's really simple to make. You just add it, put it in a shaker, shake it up, and it becomes a sort of like light, frothy, almost like a dessert drink. It's great after dinner. Garnish it with some nutmeg and you're good to go. So guys, Brandy Alexander Day on Tuesday. I'm just putting that out there. So do head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and go check out the Brandy Alexander recipe, and maybe you can make your own. It is absolutely delicious. I'm having fun with this, I won't lie. Guys, that is it from me here on Hangout with Heather. My time is up. I'll be back with you next week, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Please, everything that I've spoken about is on my blog, so head on over to heatherhook.com. Check everything out there. If you want to engage with me on social media, you can follow me on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, Heather L. Hook, and my Instagram handle is Heather Louise Hook. I will be back with you guys next week. Have a beautiful weekend. Chat soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.